USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The historic U.S.-North Korea summit is back on for June 12th in Singapore. President Donald Trump hosted the dictator's top envoy, who hand-delivered a letter from Kim Jong-un. Trump says the U.S. will not increase pressure on North Korea while talks are ongoing.
We're getting along. You see the relationships. It's not a question of maximum pressure. It's staying essentially the way it is.
North Korea's top envoy, Kim Yong-chol, is the most senior North Korean visitor to the U.S. since 2000. Trump said they also discussed ending the war between North and South Korea. The U.S. has vetoed a resolution at the United Nations calling for more protection for Palestinian civilians. The Palestinian ambassador blamed the recent escalation of violence in Gaza on the American embassy being moved to Jerusalem.
We are interested in peace. We are interested in negotiation.
Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., has described the draft resolution as a grossly one-sided approach to the conflict. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The man suspected of killing a Tennessee law enforcement officer last Wednesday is now behind bars. Suspected cop killer Stephen Wiggins was found in a rural wooded area. Jason Locke is acting director for the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation.
We're very pleased now that this person is in custody and the public is safe. We can continue to focus our investigative efforts toward preparing this case to go to trial so that justice can be served.
Dixon County Sheriff's Sergeant Daniel Baker was killed after responding to a call about a suspicious car. Larry Kudlow, President Trump's top economic advisor, says too much should not be made of the trade disputes.
This is, in my judgment, a family quarrel. There's trade disputes, and it's a family quarrel. And if you keep the lines of communication open, this thing can work out.
Trump this week announced a 25% tariff on imported steel and a 10% tariff on imported aluminum from Canada, Mexico, and the European Union. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A new sex discrimination lawsuit has been filed by attorney Gloria Allred on behalf of five former Houston Texans cheerleaders. Ainley Parrish is among those filing suit.
We truly were just all pretty little pawns in the game that the Houston Texans were cashing in on. We were treated with no respect, while they expected the utmost respect from us.
The lawsuit alleges that the organization failed to compensate the women as required by law and subjected them to unfair working conditions. Former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder tells a Politics and Eggs event in New Hampshire that few of the people who the president has pardoned would be good candidates under Justice Department guidelines.
I would hope that the president, if he's going to be looking at ways in which he wants to, you know, as he says, I think, make things more fair, look beyond just those who are his political supporters and looks at people, as we did, who are in the federal prison system and who are serving sentences that are excessive.
Holder may run for president in 2020. The president has pardoned conservative commentator Dinesh D'Souza, an author and filmmaker who pleaded guilty in 2014 to illegally using straw donors to contribute to a New York Republican's candidacy for a U.S. Senate seat. D'Souza later claimed he was targeted by prosecutors because of his previous vocal criticism of President Barack Obama. Trump also indicated that he's considering clemency for other celebrity felons, including Martha Stewart and former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, among others. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.